Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my Energy of Success series. And the next step in the process should come as no surprise if you've been around the self-help space, you've listened to my work. It's time to heal. Heal your emotional wounds, negative childhood programming, release toxic relationships and situations. Because you want to clear any energy that's keeping you from believing you are worthy and deserving of your desired result. And it's imperative that you release anyone, any relationship that is getting in the way of the success that you desire or believing in yourself, right? So if you are in a group of girlfriends who all they want to do is spend their weekends drinking as many bottles of wine as they can, even if you are all rah-rahing and cheering each other on, it's probably going to be pretty hard to succeed. And that, you know, that's just body, right? You drink a whole bunch of wine, you don't feel like getting up the next day and doing what you need to do. So you may need to reevaluate some things as you move towards success. And maybe you're clinging to a relationship from a lower part of yourself. And as you want to move towards your success, you can't hold both of those energies, right? You can't hold this higher version of you and then clinging to a relationship that's rooted in the lower version of you, right? So you'll have to heal. And there's a lot of ways to do it. You know, I definitely believe you can do a lot of it on your own. You can do it with a coach. You can do it in therapy. You can buy a workbook. But really, you are getting to the place where you are giving yourself the freedom to let yourself feel good. And to feel good, often we have to heal. We have to heal what's paining us, emotional wounds and negative childhood programming and toxic relationships and situations. Yeah, they require our attention to move through it. So, yeah, heal. Be willing to heal. And it's requires your attention. It's not nearly as difficult as the wounded part of yourself is going to convince you that it is. But yeah, what have I recently been working on healing? I've been really working on healing some of the default settings I have around stress. I've been really working to heal that. Last year, I really worked on affluence and my relationship to affluence. There's some wounding around that from my childhood. We looked like we were affluent, but a lot of the behaviors in the household weren't affluent. And so it created this kind of insecurity when I was in truly affluent environments because I felt like a fraud. And so that just took, honestly, it just took putting myself in those situations. That was a little bit different. I've done a lot of work around money. So it was an easier thing to heal. I just had to get myself out of that discomfort. And so I started going to nice, luxurious places and neighborhoods and stuff that I didn't think like, oh, I can't really be in these spaces until I've hit this marker. And now I'm like, no, I am of these spaces because that is what I'm drawn to. And I feel comfortable in affluent environments in a way I never felt before. And the whole notion of being a fraud, no, I don't feel that at all. I feel that I am as much a part of the community as anybody else, and it doesn't have anything to do with my bank account, right? So so that was a healing, definitely a healing. I definitely did a lot of healing around being raised by a narcissistic parent and how that influences the way in which I see myself and the way in which I see the world. That was just so eye-opening and a bit of a journey. That one was, I will say, took some time. There was a lot of layers to that. Let's see, what else? I've healed so many things over my lifetime. But I think it's really wonderful when you're working towards a desired result to really focus your healing in that way. Yes, we're always going to be healing, growing, learning, and expanding in general. But I think you can really get to the heart of the matter when it's connected to a desired result. A, if you really want what you want, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to do the work. That's, you know, that's my attitude now. It's like, I really want what I want. So even if this is uncomfortable, I'm willing to go through it because I want what I want more than I want to stay stuck. There's so many ways. There's so many ways that you can go about the healing process. But ultimately, you're going through the process so you can get to feeling good. Because when you feel good, you can magnetize that which you desire. You can make good decisions for yourself. You can see your path. You can choose that which is right and true for you as you move towards your desired result. When you're wounded, you will 9 times out of 10 self-sabotage. You will make excuses. You will ache. And I don't believe our journey needs to be painful and a struggle and a slog, right? As you go through things, you'll feel feelings. And maybe all those feelings aren't good. But once you start to heal, those feelings don't mean anything about you. Right. So be willing to heal emotional wounds, negative childhood programming, and release toxic relationships and situations. You are worthy and deserving of the life that you desire. You get to live well. You get to feel good. And I'm not going to pretend that that's not a process. I think sometimes in the self-help space, there's this perspective of, oh, you're just positive. You just feel good all the time. No, it's a journey to get there. And the way you get there is you heal, right? That is the victory. Like, yeah, I looked at this. I cleared this. I did the work around this. I cried the tears around this. And now I'm in a position, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, energetically, where I can make a different choice. There's great power in our ability to choose. And sometimes when we are wounded, we don't feel like we have a choice, right? So be willing to heal. Forgiveness, releasing work, therapy as needed, talking it through. I find that folks that are most drawn to my work, they've already done therapy around the trauma. And now as they proceed towards their desired result, whatever that might be, if they have to revisit that situation, it's now just from a place of creating a new thought process within them. So the journey gets easier and easier as you move through it. And sometimes, and I think this is significant, I was having a conversation with a client yesterday, and she's like, Amy, it just seems like every time I go to the next level, I have to work through these same things. I'm like, but even that's a healing, right? It's not as wounding. Because your stuff came up, right? Because you're like, oh, I identify that every time I go to my next level, I start to question myself. Okay, then let's sit down and look at this. And you can be kind and loving and compassionate. So it's not like there'll be things that you'll clear completely and there'll be things that are just a part of you. But it doesn't need to derail you and it doesn't need to cause you to make a decision that is not in alignment with your desired result or your truth. You just, because you're aware now, you're like, oh no, I see what's going on here, right? And I have resources and I have systems in place to help me navigate this. Got it? All right, so heal, be willing to heal. as you move down your path of success. Anything that's causing you discomfort, anything where you're like, oh, why am I stressed right now? I don't have a reason to be stressed. Or why am I anxious right now? I don't have a reason to be anxious. Let's figure this out. Right? Be willing to heal that. The goal is not to feel bad. The journey is meant to feel as good or as close to as good as the desired result. So if anything's getting in the way of that, be willing to heal it. That's why we're here. Right? You're not meant to be perfect. You're not meant to be perfect. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you are ready to step into your success, and maybe you're listening to these shows and you're like, oh, I really want some help as I go through this, it's going to look different. Like, I'm breaking this down into a step-by-step process. But as people go through the journey, when I'm working with clients, we may be on step two for half the call, and then maybe we're on step 10, or maybe this part will come up again that was step one, right? It's a zigzag. It's a scriggly line that twists you around. It's not linear. I know for the context of this show, because essentially it's a product, right? I lay it out for you very linearly, but the journey is not really like that, you know? And so I help you move through that, and I help you do it rapidly. You can do it far faster with me. And so please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this show. And if you like it, subscribe, thumbs up, give it some stars, write a review, tell a friend. It helps the algorithm find us. And it makes the show easier for you to search down the line. Thank you so much for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you on the next. Take care of yourself.